Why don't we do this? You count down from five, and I'll in sync, as far as I'm hearing it, I will join counting you down, and then Rom should have an exact reference point for syncing it.
He's more machine than man.
We need, like, a metronome for this.
No, I'll just join your pace. If you just keep the same pace, I'll join your pace.
It's a trap!
Five, four,
three, two, one. Okay, we're good. Anyways, back to the stuff.
Let's jam.
I don't know what all syncing he needs, so I just figured we'd throw a couple extra sync things in there and make it.
Boring conversation anyway.
Everything that has transpired has done so according to my design.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side.
Welcome to Keldabe Talk Radio, the official podcast of the Mandalorian Mercs. We're a costume organization dedicated to charity efforts around the globe, attending events in Mandalorian armor we've built by hand. Here on the show, we'll keep you up to date with the latest fan community news. Visit our website at www.mandalorianmercs.com.
Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Keldabe Talk Radio. I am your host, Crow. And with me on this episode is Thaxos.
Hello.
Pinocchio.
How you doing?
Ark.
Heyo.
And our special guest this month, rounding out the roster from Maine's Wampa Clan, we have Vastoom. Now, we'll start in with you, Vastoom. You are currently... We'll sort of go into all of your varying jobs in a minute, but you are currently the Alarad of Wampa Clan, which by coincidence does make it so that the entirety of the Wampa command staff is currently on this episode of the podcast. If something happens tonight, we're sunk.
Are you all recording in the same location?
No. Ark and I, we're in the same building, different rooms, but... Vastoom is what, like three counties away, something like that.
Yeah. 45 minutes away.
I'm a little disappointed that my headcanon of having a podcast party is not happening.
It used to happen.
It could happen. It's not saying that it isn't. Like, we do have an armor party coming up.
Oh man, we should do that KTR live from the Wampa Clan armor party.
I mean, we could.
Other clans have posted videos of their armor parties, so we could record the whole
boy.
Thing.
We have this technology.
Anyway.
But yeah, about you. Yeah, we'll start here. Like, what got you interested in joining the Mercs?
Well, like everybody else in the Mercs, I've always loved Star Wars. Like, some of my earliest memories are my dad reading the subtitles for Jabba the Hutt during Return of the Jedi, so... You know, it's one of those things that's always been in my life. And what got me in the Mercs is I actually went to a Star Wars Reads Day at one of my local libraries, met three of the Wampa Clan members, and my daughter said that they were so awesome. So I figured, you know what? I should probably be awesome too.
that's a pretty good reason.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, I thought so. So, you know, a year later, I went back to that same event with me in full armor and both of the girls in full armor. So,
oh yeah, I should point out you're a avid podcast fan, and that's fantastic. Thank you. We
have fans.
Pretty much. Yeah, we have fans. We have mentioned
He's
that
right
we
here.
Have loose. I know. it's not just for us. It's weird.
I've been wondering for like 9 years if anybody actually listens to this.
Oh yeah,
I listen to you.
No, there's like a nice hardcore group of people, like one in each country, that listen to us, and it's great.
Fair enough.
But we've mentioned before a couple of little girls up in Wampa Clan who have full armor. They're full members, and they are in fact Vastoom's two daughters. So now you can finally come on the internet airwaves and talk about them yourself too.
I don't think you want me to do that. I can go on for hours about those two.
Well, you're a dad. I mean,
I am a dad.
That's how that works.
That's true. Yep, they are official members, official trainees, as it's called for their age group. They went through the app process just like everyone else. They have full every piece they require. They've got cod plates. They've got back plates. I mean, I know adults that don't have back plates, Amanda.
Hi. That's brutal.
Hey, I offered you a chance to come out for the armor party and build a back plate, and you're like, I'll help UMs instead.
Yeah,
who does that?
Well, me. So they're fully kitted up. They go with me to every event, and they love it. So I really, it's awesome that I have two little girls that want to do something with me that I love. So, and it makes it so I can actually do it. That's because excellent. If nobody else in my family wanted to do it, it'd be a little bit harder for me.
That's fair.
Yeah. But speaking of the Verdika Corps, as it were, why don't you go through the list of other things that you do for this club, other than being the Wampa Clan Allarad?
Okay, well, let's start right there. I am the Allarad of the Wampa Clan. You decided to step down, Grove, and we don't really have a lot of people fighting for positions up here, so just made a little switch, and Crow and I swapped jobs. I am on the CAO team. I am responsible for the Northeast Invasion Reports under Cadenda Rooney. I have the distinction of working for three separate council members, Cadenda, Corey Snaps, and Ulrich. I'm on the app team, obviously. I am a Southeast Region Rusol, and I am the youngest battalion, the Shriekhawk Battalion training sergeant. I think that's all of it.
For those not in the know, can you explain why you are the Rusol for a region that you don't live in?
I am the regional Rusol for the Southeast as opposed to the Northeast to avoid any sort of conflict of interest. You don't want to be having Wampa Clan come in and me be responsible for overseeing that, because, well, that's a double negative. I can't be the Allarad and the Rusol and responsible for what people are submitting for kits. Just gets a fresh set of eyes onto the outfit.
Makes
as
sense.
Well.
Oh,
all right.
I like it.
Cool.
Busy.
Yep.
And yeah, I guess that's always been my question is like, and granted, we're very happy that you're doing all those jobs. You're doing a good job in all those jobs. But why? I mean, like, I know, like, this is a group that is made of people who have a pretty broad amount of responsibility. But like, that is a lot, man.
It's a lot of, a lot of forum time a day. Yeah. Well, the why is pretty easy, actually. I mean, I love this club. It's given me a lot of good memories, a lot of good friends. So if I can give back to it, I'm going to. And people have offered me jobs. So I have a hard time saying no, I guess.
Just roll with
it. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I got a message one night asking if I was interested in being on the app team after Celebration. And I was like, well, yeah, sure, why not? Then a couple weeks in, I got another message asking if I wanted to take a little more responsibility, taking over the Southeast. I said, well, sure, why not? So if you say yes, people will keep giving you more things to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we
have. That's true.
Like, well, they said yes to this. Yeah, we'll see if he says yes to this as well.
Yeah, that's basically how it works.
It works that way. Yep.
Sucker. Yeah, no, that's basically, yeah, same sort of thing. That's basically how I ended up in every position that I'm in the Mercs too. Hang on one sec. Edit.
She can
Amanda
just
lost
background
audio somehow.
Oh. I thought you were gonna go. Wait one sec. I need to join another.
Yeah,
team.
I need to go join another. No, I am.
I thought you were gonna do a bit.
I am the laziest man.
No, that's me.
No.
Well, that's true. You're the only one on here who currently does not have like a specific position, right? You're just floating.
Sort of.
Free,
I mean, I'm sort of in the app team. Sort of. It's like because I don't think Tony will let me go. it's like, am I a mascot? I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know if Rom's going to edit this part out or not. If he doesn't, then he can leave that part in. But
I think
you aren't technically held prisoner. But yeah, pretty much anybody on council that enjoys having you and you contribute, they're willing to work with you on in terms of timing and whatnot. Because we'd much rather keep someone that's hardworking and you know good at what they do, rather than go, oh, you can't commit this much time. Well, off you go. That's it.
It's like
goodbye.
I keep trying to quit, right? So, and that never goes right. Like, it just doesn't work. It doesn't stick. I tried to quit the whole art team thing after celebration. And that didn't last. So it's like, hey, we need help for MercsCon. Okay. Here we are again. It's all right.
Brian trying to leave the app team and never being able to leave.
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
It's just one of those things, and it kind of goes in ups and downs.
We can talk about Vastum on the Verdict.
Yeah, it's true. I honestly...
Because that's something we don't hear often about.
Yeah, like, we honestly can, because granted, most of us, actually all of us here, with the exception of you, don't have any kids. We're really not involved with the Verdica Corps or its operation or any part of it whatsoever.
Yeah, and for me, mostly Jang's the one that worked on the website, being the awesome XO that I have. So I don't actually deal with it all that much either. And tech as a whole, like once we implemented the updates, I mean, that was quite a while ago when I think we talked about it on the podcast briefly, adding a little database thing and, you know, updating the stuff so that you guys could have an easier time. I hope everything's running smoothly. I haven't heard any problems.
Everything's running great. So.
Excellent. Tell us more about it.
So the Vertica Corps is a place for basically Cub Scouts for Mercs.
Cool.
We have monthly challenges for our little members to compete in with varying levels, novice, journeyman, expert. They get badges and credits for those, and that's basically it. I mean, they have to have some form of armor, and there is a difference between Verdica and trainee. Those are two main things that people don't know. So a Verdica is somebody that joins the Vertica Corps by contacting any of our staff and going to the website, submitting a picture, a character name, their age, where they're from, and some sort of armor. That can be any level of armor. That's just somebody who shows an interest in being a merc. A trainee is a Vertica that has at least one parent or guardian that is an official member in good standing and submitted through the same approval process through the app team as an adult member. And when they pass that, they become an official trainee. And that's and they don't have to have a forum profile. They get an OM number, they get registered in, but they don't have to have a forum profile, because I know my 6-year-old is not going to have forum access for any reason. So
no and due to COPPA,
right,
you can't have anyone under the age of 13. And then with the GDPR, whatever it is, the thing that everybody got their emails spammed like crazy,
gosh darn potato ranchers.
General data protection regulation for the EU, that also has impacted things a little bit too, so.
Not a good idea.
And in general, kids with forum profiles, just not, maybe not.
Yeah
I don't know. We could learn a lot from Tooman's kids.
I mean,
There was talk of Mia being the youngest Alarad in the Clunk history. So,
well, because I mean, there is.
She's
well, that's
coming
the
for
thing.
Your job.
Like, we were talking about this because I believe technically there is a loophole in the the club bylaws, because in order to be an officer, like, the really only requirements are you need to be an official member. You need to be an official member in good standing. That's pretty much
it. I think
you need to be elected by your clan. You need to go through the process.
I think we lose out just because she has to have a foreign profile. So,
well, yeah, exactly. Like that's where the hang up is there. But age, as long as you are an official member of the club, age is not technically delineated in the club bylaws.
And she is an official member in good standing. So,
note to self.
She's in the best bylaws.
I mean, granted, she's six.
Yeah, she might do fine at the job.
Note to self, fix in the next 12 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like, I did it.
Yeah.
If I can do it, I'm sure she can.
She has proven herself much more capable in many things than I am.
Never mind, we're already good. Trainee members already have a definition, and they cannot run for office.
Oh. Yep. But can they be given the job?
They cannot accept an officer or administrative position.
Okay. So often happens here in Walpa Clan.
They cannot vote. They cannot run or accept positions in office. They cannot create mercs or clan merchandise. They cannot retain full access on the forums, which just means that they have to have the partial access above, as defined where I'm reading it. Not eligible to access the OM-only forums, which is for official members. Basically, they just get all the stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
You have paid the price for your lack of vision.
Yeah.
What if?
What if we just broke all kinds of rules?
What if I wasn't here for that? So that way you have
just
plausible
trying to
deniability.
Age Tom prematurely and everyone else.
What if we cut your audio out of this episode?
Yeah.
Thank you. I tried.
Anyway, yes, Mia and Desiree are quite awesome.
Well, see, that felt forced.
And you're a cool dude too.
Yeah, I am. No,
I mean, you're used to it, right? Though, I mean,
that rumor.
I'm okay
has
with
it.
That rumor. Go ahead and spread
a
it.
Cool dude.
But I do have proof. my wife has informed me that I have been cropped out of photos people have taken with me and the girls.
Yeah. Oh, celebration.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I've seen them. It's just like your foot.
No, we were at a Sea Dogs game and my wife came up to me after a photo was taken. She's like, "You know, you can pose all you want, but they only have you from like the waist down." So yeah.
Oh, it's all true. It's all so true. And granted, like by extension, they've done that to basically all of us, unless it's a big old group shot. Where it'd be obvious.
Well, I mean, they're also the reason that we got a picture with ballerinas, so. You did, too.
Wait, you got a picture with ballerinas?
Yeah, we were
all
there.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
No, I remember that.
Yep. Wampa Clan, the last years.
I've been doing this a while. I've had pictures taken with a lot of cool people. Ballerinas definitely count as cool people.
Cheerleaders.
Celebrities, minor and mid-level minor. Baseball players, police, because they wanted to, not because it was a mugshot. Very
important
distinction. Portland PD, your tops. Love you.
Yeah. Where does that? Where does the club stand on like mugshots?
It's
in your
probably
kit?
Frowned
like,
upon.
Is that?
Yeah.
Frowned upon.
I don't think we've ever had it happen. So
that rule doesn't have a name yet.
If we're talking a legit mugshot, or
well, like a funsies mugshot, like at a jail and bail, I don't think that's a problem. But yeah, no, yeah. No, like. Like, please remove your gauntlets so we can finger you, maybe.
Please don't, be a Mando anymore.
The moment you get charged with something, chances are you're not going to stay in the club.
If once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny, consume you it will, as it did Obi-Wan's apprentice.
It's a fair thing to be concerned about when being arrested.
Especially in armor.
This is a good PSA.
Don't get arrested, or you can't play with the mercs.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Don't make it weird. Don't get arrested.
I've generally lived my life, I think, not being arrested. And I can say it's worked out quite well for me so far.
Not being arrested is fun.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I would have to concur as well.
Can you recommend this life?
I too have not been arrested. See, I was just waiting for
a really long time.
Pinocchio to just be like, yeah, yeah.
Rom, edit this part. This is just for us.
That was just fun.
I was a little uncertain if you were going to do all right, Pinocchio, when you took that glass from that restaurant.
I don't remember what American chain restaurant it was. Was
I made it
an Applebee's?
Painfully obvious. It had half a beer in it, and I toasted them as I was walking out.
It was an Applebee's, because I was having a hell of a time.
I was waiting for that. You can't take that out there. But no, they just nothing.
They're like, whatever. I don't even know.
Many Bothans died to bring us this information.
No, they didn't. They didn't really mind. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure it was Florida.
I toasted them on the way out the door, and they're like,
"Yeah, no, it wasn't the first time that day that it happened." I'm sure they were just like, "Whatever, it's easier to just let this guy have this glassware."
It's like I gave them every opportunity to say, "You can't do that." Like, they didn't stop me.
I think they were more thrown off by you toasting them than they were you having a glass toasting them with.
Yeah, no, they're just like, yes, he's doing it, isn't he? All right, yeah, there he goes.
As it turns out.
Yep. They're probably like, I wonder where that guy is now.
Just elsewhere. They'll
probably wake up
Florida.
At night.
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
Anyway.
What else can we talk about? What else can we talk about you? Vestum. You do make helmets.
He does make helmets. He's darn good at it.
So tell us more about these helmets you make.
No, I don't sell them.
No.
I mean, well. So I do scratch builds, cardstock, fiberglass, that sort of thing. My first one that got me official is up on a counter now. It lasted 1 year. And then I bragged about the fact that, unlike Crow, I had never dropped my helmet and broken it. And I dropped it and broke it.
Great kid! Don't get cocky!
After that, I made a nice case for my helmets, and I don't drop them anymore.
And then you did? Yep.
That's how it happened.
In about a month. Same basic process, but I modified it a lot. I added the Marrow Sun Rise in the cross section of the T visor because I like that, but I didn't like the whole fin antenna thing. So made my own personal design off of it. That one is a heavy helmet though, and in building all of these helmets, because while I built mine, I also built two for my daughters, and then I built two more for my daughters. And I built one for my wife, and I've slowly gotten a little bit better at it. So I now use more fiberglass and resin and less Bondo and resin jellies. Half the weight they used to be and twice as strong.
Oh, okay, well.
I'm still doing better than me. Like, the one helmet that I tried to make is just a travesty.
Can we edit for a second? Desiree's calling from cheer camp.
Oh, that's fine.
Yep.
Be right
back.
No
problem.
All right, now let's talk about him while he's gone.
Yeah, this guy, he talks about being on all these teams. He can't even stay around for one podcast.
Yeah, no, it's
the nerve of this guy.
It's the worst. The worst.
I can understand him taking a call for his team, but for personal life?
Like, for his child?
Unacceptable.
All right, I'm back. How much of that did you hear?
Not much. We were busy making fun of you and also me.
Oh, okay then. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's... I think, honestly, with kids and the Mercs, like, now that a lot of people who join the Mercs are, you know, having kids or are joining with kids, like, it is kind of funky to me to think about that. Like, I mean, I've spent about maybe a third of my life in the Mercs, because I got in relatively early, so it's like, okay, but I mean, it was still definitely a thing I got into as an adult. But yeah, like, the thought that there are kids like your kids and Corey's kids and whatnot that are, like, they're like, oh yeah, no, I was pretty much literally born into this.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mia at this point is spent more than half her life in armor, so yeah.
If you will not turn to the dark side, then perhaps she will.
You know you can let her go to school in regular clothes, right?
No. They're a boy. Cool.
Granted, if I had the choice when I was a kid, I think I'd want to wear armor to school every day anyways, too.
Well, same.
Because you're a bad man.
Yeah, pretty much. We all would. Yeah.
Now I'm just thinking of when I wore my Vader costume as a kid, and it was trying to get it to fit over the snowsuit. So like the main suit totally ditched. It was like little like bright. I don't remember what color it was. Like bright colored little snowsuit, Vader cape, lightsaber mask, and the chest box.
The improvised bedsheet cape.
Just like, a silly looking thing.
But yeah, just think about it though. There are now kids who are in the Mercs who have been Mercs longer than they've been going to school.
Yeah.
Like,
yep. Well, I mean, this is only Mia's first year in school, so.
Like, I mean, I quite frankly think that's amazing. But at the same time, it's just like, wow, yeah, this is us, isn't it? This is.
Well, you realize, Ian, in a little while from now, you and I are gonna be like, wow, we've been in the Mercs for half our lives and then 3/4 of our lives.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, it's like, unless you retire, unless you stop,
that ratio is just gonna keep going up.
Every now and then, Eric and I realize that, oh, we're the old guys now.
Yeah,
even Ian and I are old guys now.
Yeah,
this point.
Yeah, you're the old guys.
Yeah.
You and Eric are hitting the retirement home.
Yeah,
soon.
No, we're gonna have to put you out to pasture soon.
I mean, that's all right. Gonna have to put us down.
At this point, you're in.
Actually, I was looking at numbers recently. It's funny that you mentioned that, though. Is that currently, and obviously this will change over time, but currently the Mercs are doing phenomenally well for retention of members.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of the total number, like our OM number versus the current number of active OMs, is pretty dang good.
Yeah, we're up to like 22 almost now. 2,200 members.
Are we? Okay. I don't remember the exact current.
That ballpark or pretty close to.
And we have 1,407 official member tagged people. Now, there's probably a few people waiting on their official member tags and whatnot, but you know. Basically.
We're
all good.
I think it's safe to say we're legit now.
Nice. Congratulations.
I know.
Yeah. Well, that's 64%, which is down a little bit, I think, because we've added some more folks, and the May 4th stuff came and went a little while ago, and that's when people get retired, but
still though.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's a pretty solid number.
It's good. I was wondering about that, what the actual retention rate was versus, like you say, 2,200 members. So that, you know, how many are what percentage is still active? Like, I've never bothered to look into that too much. So,
yeah, 64% right now. It'll be higher towards the end of the year as well, because we'll add a few more folks and some people will come back out of retirement. Now's actually kind of like the worst time to look, having just been retired recently from the last year thing. And then, what is nice though is to see Sal and probably with the help of Vastum and the other clan admin folks, is Sal's actually gone into different clan, into all the clan boards and gone, hey, here's the list of people I have that haven't trooped yet. And it's like, you've only been, this is only the halfway point. Giving people plenty of advance notice to make sure they get their troop in per year.
Does Merc's Con count?
Does what? And there's a fresh one if you mouth off again.
No. Merc's Con will not count. Merc's Con is the conference. And nobody is required to bring their armor, although I'm sure plenty of people will.
So wait, that...
Bring your helmet. Helmet's easier to bring. And I'm sure plenty of people will want to be taking photos. And you toss your helmet on, you can take some photos.
Yeah.
No problem. Bringing the whole kit, that's a little more.
Yeah,
of a cost,
that's
so. Depending on how you.
Yeah, that's
packs.
That's pretty much what we've decided. Like, especially we're flying JetBlue, and they're a good airline, but their baggage policy is not the best. So yeah, it'll just be helmets. Though I mean, I would love to, because yeah, there's
Dragon
been
Con
some
year,
pretty heavy
so.
Talk about going out to some of the local beaches and get some sweet photos.
It's just
taken.
Gotten too out of hand.
What's gotten too out of hand? Like Dragon Con itself, or just the fact that there's a lot going
just
on?
Just Dragon Con. It's just, it's gotten too big, too crowded.
Is Dragon Con off the hook?
It's just not manageable anymore. Way too big, way too crowded, way too expensive. It's just not worth it anymore. It's not, it kind of stopped being fun.
I went last year. It was still.
Yeah.
You can definitely make fun out of it, but you got to be okay with the big crowds, and you got to kind of plan stuff out in advance. It's not quite as easy to wing stuff because there's just so many
celebrations
people.
Like that, like pretty crazy too. But at least we kind of have that home base on the expo floor.
Yeah, that's a different
that
animal.
Yeah, that 6,000 square foot space we had last time.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's a lot easier. I'm not going to say manage because it's a big thing to put up, but. Just for the people attending, you do have a gathering spot that you're not just in the press, you know, March of the Penguins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of celebrations and such. firstly, we're still waiting on hotel room info. There's a hotel block for the Mercs. There's a hotel block for the 501st. There's a hotel block for all the different costuming groups that are dealing with LFL and On Peak. On Peak is supposed to get us info. They kept saying, oh, yeah, we'll get it to you soon. We haven't gotten it yet. We can't really do much about that. As soon as it happens, we'll post a bunch of info. It's not going to magically sell out within 30 seconds or anything. And presumably those that are going, and those that weren't planning on going already know that they're not going. So it shouldn't be a crazy hectic scramble in that regard. Because it will be a block of rooms per club. You know, if you're in the 501st, they're going to have more rooms, but they're also definitely going to have a lot more people going. So Mercs-wise, we should be just fine for those worried about getting a hotel room. I don't know what hotel yet. Hopefully the one that's attached, but at least one that's, you know, within the walking distance of the couple that are there. It's not going to be one of the ones that are, you know, like 15, 20-minute walk away. Yeah, it should be interesting with Chicago. It's definitely going to be... It'll be nice because there will be a different selection of mercs going.
Yeah, so
definitely
that's
those
a,
that
haven't been able to make it
on the coast haven't had the chance. Definitely. And for me, it's like, I can actually drive there. Well, okay. I say that, but I've driven there. I've driven to other celebrations anyways, but I can drive there in half the time.
One of the things that I like about this, and I was talking with Solus down in Florida when I was on vacation, and he asked me, it's like, how cold is Chicago going to be in April? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe 40, 50 degrees, which for, you know, Thaxos, myself, Ark, Vastum, we're like, 50 degrees, t-shirt weather. Do this.
Armor weather.
Yeah.
Shorts weather, yeah.
Meanwhile, he's like, oh, I might need to bring a coat. I'm like,
no, that armor weather.
You sad, tropical little man.
50 degrees in full kit?
No, 50 is fantastic in armor.
Oh, that's it's fantastic. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
I mean, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I do, like, for me, like, my ideal temperature, I think, is 72 degrees. I like that a lot. But, like, yeah, this will be the first celebration that I've gone to, that anyone has gone to, I think, where you could actually potentially walk from the hotel to the convention without a legitimate risk of heat exhaustion.
Woo!
I mean, if come on, if the Canadian doesn't die walking to it, from the hotel to the
well,
con,
yeah. But like, I mean, I remember, I think it was Celebration 6. I walked from our hotel, which was the adjacent hotel to the convention center, and I walked from our hotel to the convention itself, helmet on, in my genius black armor. And I'm like, I'm going to do this once. I'm going to see how I can do it just to say I could. And it was terrible. it was a legitimate mistake. And I kind of wish that I hadn't done it. The bragging rights are cool, but...
I find your lack of faith disturbed.
I'll admit I did make one mistake. And that was the first time I went down to Celebration in Orlando. That was back in 2010. I packed everything and thought I was good, and I was like, yeah, I don't need pants. I'm just bringing shorts. This will be great. Throw some ankle socks in there. We're good to go. Did not have any socks that weren't just ankle socks.
Ah, yes.
So in the boots. Much chafe. Very pain.
Use the force, Luke.
I very quickly found somebody that had an extra pair I could borrow, because that was going to be a bad time if I had to do that
rough.
The whole weekend. Thankfully, it was just like one day. And I walked very much slower on the way back to the hotel.
Could be worse.
Still wasn't quite worth the cost of one of those little bicycle things, but...
It's worse.
If you get a group, it makes sense, but... For one person, eh. Anyways, that being said, I'm looking forward to Chicago. We were talking about
Merc's I'm definitely looking forward to Merc's Con too.
Oh, come on.
Go to Merc's Con. If you're not going to Merc's Con, go to Merc's Con.
We would be honored if you would join us.
I will put you in touch with Katrina and you can tell her how I have to go to Merc's Con.
Go to Merc's Con.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Yeah. This will be fine.
It's mandatory. It's mandatory.
Get out.
Your puns are forgiven.
No, don't leave. Keep the puns.
Oh, that's so bad.
That's okay. Ark and I can continue to punish.
Just friggin'. Just go, man. I got it. No.
But yes.
But no, seriously. I am excited for both. I like going to Celebration because I do like hanging around with all of our friends in the Mercs. Like, honestly, I spent more time at the Mercs booth than pretty much anywhere else.
Well, there were other things to see, but the Mercs booth was the best.
There were a few things to see.
I heard there was a Star Wars.
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah, I did hear that rumor that there was a Star Wars at the con as well.
But so, and that's why I'm jazzed to go down to Merc's Con, just because it's just hanging out with the Mercs all the time.
There will be shenanigans.
No one but Mercs.
All Mercs, no filler.
Yep.
Some chicanery. Like,
there'll be tasteful chicanery and shenanigans the entire weekend. Because we're all, like, the whole point is just to get together and just be us in a hotel resort for a weekend, you know? Like,
well, that's, Merc's Con's going to be beautiful for that. Cause it's on the ocean front. Awesome hotel.
What could possibly
once you're there, you're set. Like, food's
it's,
covered in the cost of the thing. You really just, all you got to do is cover
like
travel.
A, it's
and
like
you
a mini Disney today. Package, but, like, for a very specific part of Disney.
Yeah, the Mando part that they haven't added yet, which they better add.
I imagine they will. I mean, I imagine they will, and I'm super excited about that too. Naturally,
they gotta know that's a cash cow.
But well, I guess speaking of things that we hope are in Star Wars and hope aren't in Star Wars, we have one teeny bit of Star Wars news. I just want to jump in first. We can sort of change this up, do Merc's news after. It's weird.
What?
But shortly after we got all those new rumors about there being a Boba Fett movie and an Obi-Wan movie, like that rumor mill got stoked pretty hard and hopped back up again.
Hello there.
Which, again, don't get me wrong, I would love to see both of those movies. But almost immediately on the heels of that was somewhere, I forget where, posted up a bunch of links about how because Solo was a box office bomb, allegedly, which allegedly. It's not. it's not. That Disney is planning on canceling most of their spin-off film.
Damn fool, I knew that you were going to say that.
It's not.
Who's the more foolish, the fool or the fool who follows it?
Like, they still definitely have Rian Johnson's trilogy in the works. They have all of the projects that they've got with Jon Favreau that they announced, like, the month before this rumor came out. The projects that those Game of Thrones guys are on, those are still things like all of these contracts have been signed. So two websites, which have nothing to do with Lucasfilm or Disney or Fox or anybody, saying that the entire project is canceled. No.
Are you saying the interwebs lie?
Brian, Abraham Lincoln exactly. himself said not to trust everything you read on the internet.
But like this is what we're getting at here. It's like there are people who didn't like Solo, and don't want there to be more spin-off movies. But about five of them. But I will point out that Solo to date, before Blu-ray sales, has done a box office gross of $380 million against a budget of $275 million. Like, granted, it's not as big a margin as, say, The Last Jedi or The Force Awakens. It's not as big a margin as Disney would obviously love as a money-making mega corporation. But it still made a profit of $105 million.
Well, no, it's because you basically have to cut that in half because of the theater cut.
Oh, yeah. But it's still made a profit. It is the exact opposite. It's not a box office flop. A box office flop is any movie that doesn't make half of its budget.
And they did not. And they did not advertise it anywhere. They did not advertise it anywhere near as well as they have the other ones.
That's not going to. Well, but they sold enough that they didn't lose money.
The biggest mistake with that one was just, hey, Avengers Infinity War. Hey, Deadpool 2. Yep. Let's jam Solo right in the middle of all that. It's like that was just like a really, really bad idea.
And then add in the fact that it's on the holiday weekend that most Americans go to travel to see their families.
Yeah.
So insert holiday here.
And they still had a bunch of reshoots, so.
And also they made the movie twice.
So for it to still profit, despite all those obstacles.
Yeah, that's the elephant in the room. Well, they made the movie twice.
That's the main reason why its budget is so high.
I liked it.
Like Rogue One. Yeah, Rogue One's budget, like its net budget, was like $220 million. So there's like an extra $50 million just tacked on. Yeah, exactly. So, like, I mean, Ron Howard ain't cheap.
I liked it.
And like we said on last month's edition,
they just opened it at a really bad time.
It was a fine movie.
I like my December of Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. Then the only, I will say this, and this is something I've talked with a couple of my friends, like, we all love Star Wars here, obviously. Like, if you've listened to us for 10 minutes, you know we love Star Wars. I wouldn't mind there wasn't a new Star Wars movie every 6 months, though.
Well, that was the other thing, too, is that they need a full year between them. Give me Star Wars for the holidays.
I mean, what else am I gonna get?
That's
to
all
see?
I need. I think it's a much better time. I think it's a much better time too.
One falling that the Marvel movies don't seem to have.
Yeah.
The Marvel movies are what,
like,
10 years old now?
It's just not.
Yeah.
It doesn't have it. Yeah,
a solid group of fans.
I mean,
from 10 years.
In 10 years, maybe they might build a whole other batch of group of characters that have their own standalone stuff that have their own
growing up with
movies.
It.
Like with the Avengers and whatnot, because you got a whole bunch of different groups of characters. So people that like the Guardians of the Galaxy will see those movies. People that like Ant-Man will go see that. Like, but Star Wars doesn't really have that diversification of character. I mean, it does have a number of different characters, but not quite to the same level of following where you've got.
For some reason, our fans don't get along with each other. But
Yeah.
That's true.
In fact, they're actually Iron Man. Yeah, it's 10 years old.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, it was like almost to the month.
That was the kickoff.
We're pretty close to when it premiered.
But that being said, it's several like different generations of fans. It's not a constant stream of all of these movies coming at you. So to try and fight with them for viewers right now is just not going to work.
Disagree.
And prequels fans, yeah.
Yeah. The internet has given everyone a voice, and some people just need to not use it.
It is a vocal minority, and like Brian said, the internet amplifies that.
Has
anybody here read the Kenobi book? No. You should, because that would make an amazing movie.
There you go.
And I'm going to leave it at that, because spoilers.
It's... Like I said, I would love to see an old Obi-Wan movie.
Middle-aged Obi-Wan.
Even though it's not old Obi-Wan. Like, Ewan McGregor's maybe in his 40s. Like, he's not old.
Where did you dig up that old fossil?
Yeah, so, like, I know all he did was sit in the desert for 20 years making sure Luke didn't get eaten by something. And I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff like they had in Rebels, like he fights Maul again.
I'm a season.
The old comic books, he had a bunch of stuff where he went on.
Me too.
Just went out and did Jedi stuff when there were no Jedi. So like, I know that there's a lot of ground that they could cover with it. But again, like if they sandwich that between Jon Favreau's movie and then this movie and then the Game of Thrones stuff. And then, like, maybe they're doing another live-action TV show. Like, that's too much for me. Like, I still am, like, three or four seasons behind on Rebels, and that's officially over.
I've seen two.
I still haven't watched the latest episode, but that's it. All right, so the latest season.
Get around to it someday.
You are not a Jedi yet.
That's it.
There is no overload.
I will watch it. I just need to marathon it at some point.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Like, I know. Like, when they release it,
but today
when
is not
they release
that day.
The entire thing on Blu-ray, and they will, then I'll grab it. Like, I did. It's probably coming out soon. Like, I did it with Rebels, not Rebels, with Clone Wars. So I'll definitely do it with Rebels. Like, it's a good show. Yeah. Gave us more Mandalorians. What more could I ask for? More Mandalorians.
Oh, yeah. More Mandalorians, obviously.
Even more Mandalorians.
Mm. All that don't trust them.
Mandalorian content you crave.
Gotta hit that Mando overload.
Mando overload.
Oh, that still cracks me up. There was that one Death March video, and somebody's commenting. It's like, another Mando.
Yeah,
Mando
that guy was
overload.
Like, wait, no, really, how many are there? And he caught us pretty close to the head of the line too. So
I think that was
getting concerned.
Anaheim.
I believe so. Yes,
I think that was from
and
Anaheim,
then,
wasn't
and,
it?
And then yeah, someone I forget who they got the sweet video of us just screaming, which no one on the show floor was prepared for. I read.
Oh yeah, I mean, in that
like,
point,
I definitely
got a
remember
small army of Mandos.
Talking to someone online, I forget who, but they had attended Celebration Anaheim, and they were somewhere on the show floor when we completed our death march, and they heard it, and they're like, what was it? Like, and then we heard a bunch of screaming from somewhere, a bunch of yelling. We had no idea what it was. I'm like, oh, that was us.
If you watch the Orlando death march, you'll see my girls come peering by, and they've got to keep pace a little quicker than everyone else.
I think it'd be great if we could ever get everybody to like march in cadence.
Like, I mean, yes, it would
make so much noise.
Yeah, like it would never happen. Like, we all want at different speeds in our armor.
Oh yeah,
nope.
Like,
they aren't stopping. That's why aren't they stopping?
It would be amazing though.
The warrior waddle.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
All right, now everybody, follow the pace of the guy clanking in the front. Clank, clank,
oh,
clank,
God.
Clank.
Get the blast shield down, I can't even see. How am I supposed to fight?
Well, he's
Well, it's true. Yeah. No,
we don't want to go too fast with people either.
little feet's just going.
Yeah. I always find it funny when I'm seeing the Death March footage, and or when we're in the Death March too, when you see someone that's like, "Oh, I need to cross this line of Mandos." Yeah, and they look at it and it's like, they start tracking one Mando in line. They're like, "Oh, I think I see a gap." And they watch, and then nothing. No, and then they go back to looking down the line, and they watch. Nope, nothing.
Like, yeah, I guess I'm not
going
to
that
panel.
You're gonna have to wait for this train to pass.
We're
the Death March goes at a decent pace. It's not like anyone's stuck.
Yeah, like
we make tops when waiting on all the people.
Yeah, we make good time.
If you catch the very beginning,
you
have to wait all the way to the end.
We don't hold things up too terribly, but it's still just such a such a thing. It's just. It's one of the things that I love about going to celebrations and Mercs Cons. Like, granted, Mercs Con, I mean, we can a Death March. There's no real, there's not as much of a reason
then it's
to
just the nerd
here
walk.
Other than.
Well, there's
there's no
attendees other than us.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you might as well just do a giant conga line.
Maybe that's what it is. Just an enormous conga line instead.
It's on YouTube.
Just...
Yeah.
Well, I kind of like the sound of that.
What happens at Mercs Con stays at Mercs Con.
Oh, of course. except for all the photos that end up on social media.
Yeah, I mean, right. Except for the live feed we'll have up.
Oh, I imagine so.
I've been looking at seeing if that could be possible. I'm not going to make any promises yet, but there'll definitely be some recap footage for those that can't go.
Yeah, I imagine it's something that could be done.
No! Try not! Do! Or do not! There is no try.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely will podcast from the Mercs Con.
Sometimes you have to pay a man for an internet.
Oh, jeez. I remember that. Yeah, sometimes when you pay for the internet at a certain celebration, you don't get the password till after the podcast is over.
Yep.
That was silly.
Those were good times. We'll never speak of them again.
Yeah,
that's
really it that we had for Star Wars news this time. It's actually been a nice, quiet little month. But we do have some Mercs news that we can use to round out this lovely little podcast. So I guess while we're talking about Mercs Con, if you haven't settled up with the quartermaster, the deadline has not approached yet, but it's a good idea to maybe round out the rest of your ticket price, put your deposit in if you haven't done that yet, because that's one of the things that secures you a room. You got some time. There's no rush yet. next month there will be a rush. Yes.
So by the time you hear this podcast, there will be a rush.
Pretty much. I mean, you might as well start getting things squared away because the deadline, I'm just checking on it right now, I believe, is September. And I can't find the thing that says that. We will edit it for me to say what the deadline is in just a moment here.
You should make a really obvious edit where Thaxos is like, the deadline is September 2018.
September 9th, 2018.
To express rage, Wallace.
To make payment, press 1. To hang up and try again, press 43.
Oh.
I do too.
But yeah, so you got till September 9th, which is not that far away. You got 2 months, give or take.
I'm making a reminder on my telephone right now.
There we go.
Yep.
Because I definitely owe Corey money.
Yeah.
Speaking of owing the club money... There are many. There are quite a few things that are actually available to owe money on, and by that I mean there's cool stuff you can buy. Isn't that neat?
Yes.
So in the store, we got the member badges finally got made, and finalized and put up in the store. Those are being made by the Mercs Run Laser. So those are laser engraved on Romark, which is a metallized plastic that's nice and shiny, and then you've got acrylic accent pieces glued on top of that as well. So you've got two variants. You got the regular official member badge, and you've got the Auramacad member badge, for those of you that have had Auramacad. Both are going to look like they're $9,999.99, but that's just the pricing it shows before it checks whether or not you're in one of the member groups allowed to buy it. So
I think member group, I should probably say one. Thank you to the Ramacad, quartermaster and her team on that one, because
or Ramacad, you don't have to buy the Ramacad one.
My shirt,
it's gold instead of silver.
I was able
pick whichever
to put
one
in
you'd
special
like.
Special order for the girls to get shirts,
and then you include your name, your character name.
Thank
and
you
your,
very much, Corey.
And then it gets engraved onto the badge.
It was not like the super long.
And our very own editor Rom here was the one that did the design work.
18 stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
I just press buttons and the laser does the thing. So those are getting worked on, and those are they're turning out. Well, I'm having seen them firsthand.
They're really cool.
Should totally get one. But that being said, we also, speaking of MercsCon, there's a MercsCon patch in the store. There's a MercsCon beach towel in the store, and there's MercsCon polo shirts for both women's and men's sizes and styles. Those of people that were wondering about the other Mercs shirts, the regular club shirts, the pre-order's already done, you placed an order. Those were really cool. They had 5 different color variations this time, a couple different shirt styles. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Nice.
Oh, I hope not.
So it wasn't like the Wampa Run shirts where they were like swimming in them?
Oh, yeah. No, they do. But yeah, that's like little the like, kid shirts that are basically like...
They do. They're troopers.
Smalls. Like I ordered kids smalls when I did the last Wampa shirt run. And they're definitely like an adult medium. So it's just... It's just special.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty... Yeah, their shirts are bigger than mine. How did that happen? It doesn't.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They wear them. They rock the Wampa shirts when they can.
Can't blame them.
It's true.
Maybe your Verilor should design another shirt so that they can have one that fits.
I would agree on that, except I would prefer my Verilor and I work on finishing the coin.
I will alert. Tell your Verilor.
She's the Verilor.
That, record scratch. You're probably wondering how
legit
I got
though,
here.
And actually, I'll put this to the folks on the podcast. We have been discussing what Wampa's next coin is going to be, and when pre-orders are up, we'll definitely let everybody know via the forums.
Right now it's a lobster.
Like one logo,
a...
the I.
Wampa,
I forget if it's going to be the obverse or the reverse, but it's definitely going to be the Wampa Clan logo that we all know and love. And the other side, like we have we tried to figure out what it was, what we wanted on the back, and Battle Lobster is definitely the front runner.
So,
but a lobster.
I'm definitely thinking like the Basilisk War Droid, but in lobster form with a man riding on it.
I don't know. Are we kind of like we're kind of treading on like Kier Marut's feet?
That's a crab. That is not a lobster.
Edit. Oh, okay.
It's true.
Do it.
Oh, I thought the ahem was like we don't mention that name. I'm like,
no,
what
I was just
happened?
Prepping my
like,
Palpatine
no,
voice.
Maryland's good. They're
what
fine.
What happened to Baltimore?
Like, their crustaceans are just inferior to ours.
Okay, good.
That's true.
That comment might make them a little crabby.
That's still awful.
Oh.
That's
still bad.
Wasn't even me this time. Oh, God.
It's because you don't like it. That's what makes it so good.
We need a soundboard. We need to have like a football like thing whenever someone makes
a pun. R2's squeal.
No.
Good stuff. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
I'm sure Ron will put that in and everything.
It's not good.
Are you talking about me?
Yes.
But you know it is good. Coins for Wampa Clan.
That's true. And the biggest problem we have is everybody in Wampa Clan is too laid back. It's awesome. We never have any sort of drama up here. But then the question comes up at the end of every troop. Hey, where do you want to go? Oh, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Oh, I don't know. We'll literally spend hours figuring out where we're going to eat.
I feel like that's, unless you have a plan made in advance, I feel like that's how most groups do it. You'll spend like an hour and a half talking about, well, where do we want to go? And then you'll quickly sidetrack to other stuff and you'll just talk about things. You'll just talk and hang out in the parking lot and then go, hey, when are we going to get something to eat? Like 3 hours
that's
ago.
That's us every troop, every time, every single time. Like we are. Yeah. Yeah.
And about every subject all the time.
Yeah, like our clan elections last time, where it's like, I decided to step down. Just got a little tired of doing the job, personally. And I was basically, I forget what the procedure is. Like, I'm sure you can elaborate on this, Vastoom, because you're on the CAO team. Yeah, I know, right? Right? But it was like no one was going to be elected to succeed me. Until Vastoom just threw his hat in and then ran unopposed and was just, there were votes.
Won by a landslide. The four people that chose to vote. I wasn't one of them, just so, you know, I didn't vote for myself.
I heard you voted for the other guy.
I tried, but...
But like, legit, what is the process for that? Like, say, because I know there's a few clans like ours that it's that leadership is really just a formality. Like, what does happen if somebody steps down or there is a vacant position and it is not filled by a vote?
So what would most likely happen? I can't tell you for certain because it has never happened.
Fortunately,
the Verilor and or the Rusalor would be asked to step up.
I will correct you on that. It will be either the Verilor or the ERC regional commander, not the Rusalor. As the Rusalor has shifted, the Rusalor is an apps team position at this point. So, in the old structure, where the Rusalor still or the not the Rusalor, the Rusol, sorry. When the Rusol still sat underneath the RC, underneath the Verisol, that I could see where that's coming from. But since the Rusol sits under the app team these days, it would be either the Verisol or the RC.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably a combination of the both of them, realistically, just to make sure everything was looked after fairly well. But it's not ideal, and we don't want...
I don't imagine there's going to be a time where there'll be nobody to step up. Every clan has somebody who's willing to go.
Yeah, like you said, like we've been around for 10 years at this point as a club, and it hasn't happened once. We've had a fair number of close elections. We've had a fair number of elections that had some heated discussions, but we've never had nobody run for something.
Our last two elections at this point have been unopposed member running, so...
So we got OM badges. Oh yes. One unfortunate bit of news. We had some members in Harangalar clan, I believe, lose their house to a fire. Which is, you know, that's pretty much awful. Fortunately, they're okay. Everybody who lived there is okay. Everybody's doing fine. They've been put up for now by friends and family. And all the insurance and whatnot is in the works. But a few people have asked, and there are some assistance efforts underway, mostly handled by the local clans like Harangalar, Mandaglar, Terran. They're all over it because everybody's friends over there. But there will likely be an announcement of any Mandalorian assistance fund efforts and, you know, GoFundMes and what sort, that sort of thing. Those would all be announced on the forums or on the front side of the page as they develop.
Yeah, there is a GoFundMe page that's been set up by one of the relatives, which will definitely get included. And then the Mercs are just we're just finalizing the way that we want to raise some funds to help out as well. So we'll announce that very shortly. If it's quickly enough, we might even throw an extra audio track in that you guys will not even realize has replaced this part where we actually just say,
yeah,
this is where you're going to check it out. Depending on
but
how quickly.
But again, good news, everybody is okay.
Cough, cough,
possessions can be replaced, even though that's a giant, enormous pain. People cannot, so it's great that everybody's doing all right. And but yeah, more on that as it develops. Keep an eye on the announcements board. Keep an eye on the front page of the site. Well, that is about all we have for this month's edition of Keldabi Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. On behalf of myself, Thaxos, Pinocchio, Ark, and our very special guest this month, Vastoon, thanks for listening, and download us again next month.
This has been a production of the Mandalorian Mercs Costuming Club. To learn more about the topics discussed on this episode, please visit us at www.mandalorianmercs.org. The Mandalorian Mercs is a worldwide Star Wars costuming organization comprised of and operated by Star Wars fans. Star Wars, its characters, costumes, and all associated media are intellectual property of Lucasfilm and Disney. We hope you enjoyed the show and welcome your feedback. Visit our Facebook page or email us at podcast@mandalorianmercs.com.